From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo provides bonus worth 309 billion rupiah for ASEAN Para Games athletes. The House Speaker Puan Maharani says House to quickly process new chief of the Indonesian Army head appointment. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Monday symbolically gave a bonus worth 309 billion rupiah or about $19 million for Indonesian athletes competing in the 11 ASEAN Para Games in Surakarta, Central Java. As quoted by Antara on Monday, President Joko Widodo also pointed out that the bonus is shared by the Ministry of Youth and Sports, as he recalls that the gold medalist receives 500 million rupiah. The head of state lauded the athletes' achievements as they have made Indonesia the overall champion, with a total of 425 medals in the 11 ASEAN Para Games. Speaker of the House of Representatives Puan Maharani said on Monday the House will process the appointment of the next few Chief of Indonesian Armies or TNI without delay. It will be processed as soon as possible, before the closing of the session period on December 15, 2022. This was informed by Speaker Maharani at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta on Monday, as quoted by Antara. On Monday, the House received the President's statement naming Admiral Yudo Margono as the candidate for the new chief of TNI. According to Speaker Puan Maharani, Article 13, Section 6 of Law 34 of 2004 concerning TNI states, the House must convey its approval or disapproval of the TNI chief candidate selected by the President in no later than 20 days, excluding the recess period. Next, we have health tourism that has a huge potential value of about $11 billion and 2.3 million jobs which can be created from it. Therefore, Bali is now projected to become a leading destination for health tourism. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, in the weekly press briefing at the Sabta Pesona Building, Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy in Jakarta on Monday. He further stated the plan to develop Bali as a health-based destination has been socialized and it is a destination which has complete potential to be developed.
Hasil rapat tanggal 16 November 2020.
At the B20 Forum, the Bali Development Plan as a health-based destination has been socialized with some excellence, such as the wellness program. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy continuously collaborates with the Ministry of Health and other ministries and institutions with a total of four pillars on health tourism. First, it's medical tourism. Second, it's fitness or wellness tourism, sports event-based health tourism or sport tourism and meetings, incentives, conventions, and exhibitions based scientific health tourism, such as conferences and exhibitions. Bali is a complete destination in terms of potential, and the government can develop it. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further pointed out that the government will continuously develop action plans for medical tourism and encourage hospitals and clinics in Bali to be developed and to support the Ministry of State-owned Enterprises programs in a bid to develop health special economic zone in Sanur, Bali. Indonesian wellness tourism is also planned in technical guidelines for traditional health-based fitness. We continue with public literacy level that became the foundation for the development of quality human resources for the nation's prosperity. This was stated by head of the National Library, Muhammad Sharif Bando, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Public literacy index improvement activities became one of the efforts to support improvement in the quality of human resources that aligns with the central government's vision and mission as described within the midterm national development program. This is because the foundation of development of human resources is access to reading material, both printed and digital, to acquire knowledge and technology. The last national news comes from Indonesia and the United Kingdom that cooperate on the Partnering for Accelerated Climate Transition, or UK PAC program, or the Towards Indonesia's Low Carbon Energy Transition, or MENTARI, through energy efficiency in the building infrastructure sector. While both countries use energy efficiently, they have reduced the burden on themselves. This must become one of joint commitments. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Arifin Tasrif, at the UK PAC launch event on Monday, as quoted by Antara. According to Minister Tasrif, energy efficiency is crucial on account of the energy crisis at the national and global levels. Now we move to the international news. China is a growing superpower with a widely different worldview and totally different set of values to the UK. In the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's first major speech on foreign policy as Prime Minister, he said his approach will not be one of grand rhetoric, which sounds just a little bit like a gentle pop at one Boris Johnson, but robust pragmatism. As reported by BBC.com, Prime Minister Sunak acknowledged China is conspicuously competing for global influence using all the levers of state power. The United Nations Refugee Agency said it deeply regrets Malawi's decision to force about 8,000 refugees living in rural and urban areas back to the overcrowded Zaleka refugee camp. Malawi's Minister of Homeland Security last week said the forced relocations would start after November 30, when a deadline expires on a voluntary returns. As reported by VOA.com, the UN Refugee Agency was asking the Malawi government to reconsider its decision to force refugees and asylum seekers living in villages, towns, and cities back into the overcrowded Zaleka camp. We end the news with the United Nations PAC mission is recommending that the Great Barrier Reef be added to the list of endangered World Heritage Sites, warning that without ambitious, rapid and sustained climate action, the world's largest coral reef is in peril. As reported by VOA.com, the warning came in a report published Monday following a 10-day mission to the reef last March by officials from UNESCO and the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The reef, a living place of immense variety and beauty on the northeast coast of Australia, has been on UNESCO's World Heritage List since 1981. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Hard Work After G20 Presidency. Indonesia has succeeded in carrying out the mandate of the G20 presidency. Indonesia has not only successfully held hundreds of meetings up to the summit, but has also achieved concrete results for a number of projects and strategic issues. The G20 summit adopted and ratified the G20 Bali Leaders Declaration. The Indonesian presidency has also produced concrete deliverables which contain a list of cooperation projects for the G20 member countries and the invitees. This cooperation project will help ground the work of the G20 closer to the people. President Joko Widodo expressed his joy at Indonesia's success in carrying out the mandate of G20 presidency, which had succeeded in ratifying the agreement of the G20 leaders. This was conveyed by the head of state in a limited meeting on evaluation of the implementation of the G20 summit at the presidential office in Jakarta on Monday afternoon. President Joko Widodo's satisfaction with the success was expressed by saying that the close meeting was not an evaluation, but a Thanksgiving meeting. Indonesia certainly cannot continue to sink into the euphoria of the success. Moreover, concrete steps must be implemented immediately. Quoting the Cabinet Secretary's official website on Monday, President Jokowi asked his aides to immediately execute all programs and initiatives that had been agreed upon during the implementation of the G20 Indonesia presidency. There are 226 projects that are multilateral in nature with a value of $238 billion and 140 projects which are bilateral in nature with a value of $71.4 billion. President Jokowi has appointed a person in charge for both investment, politics and non-investment and non-politics or cooperation of a broader nature. According to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan will follow up the investment matters. Meanwhile, political matters are the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi. Outside of politics and investment are the responsibility of the Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto. Hard work is not over. All parties must work together to do all programs and initiatives. The hope is that the successful implementation of the G20 presidency will be continued with further successes. It not only has a positive impact on Indonesia in terms of economy, but also strengthens the level of world confidence in Indonesia's ability to become an important actor in the international arena. Well, listener, that was the commentary.
Today's story starts with the event on November 29, 1947. UN General Assembly approved the plan for the division of Palestine to end conflict in Palestine. On November 29, 1947, the United Nations agreed to terminate the British mandate for Palestine from ending the conflict in the territory. The plan was later called the Plan for the Division of Palestine or Resolution 181. The plan was approved by the UN General Assembly with 33 in favor, 13 against and 10 neutral. The plan divided Palestine into Jewish and Arab territories with large areas of Jerusalem, including Bethlehem, under international control. The Jews acquired the coastal area around Tel Aviv, the area around the Sea of Galilee, and the area in the Negev Desert. Meanwhile, the Arabs got the rest of Palestine, including a small Jaffa enclave south of Tel Aviv. The Jews got about 55% of the total land area, while the Arabs got 45%. Event was in 1963, the plane crash of TransCanada DC-8. The plane that had just taken off from Montreal to Toronto crashed on November 29, 1963 and killed 118 people, including 7 crew. The incident occurred at 6:32 a.m. local time, about 20 miles from Montreal International Airport. The ruins of the plane's wreckage were reported to have been scattered up to an area of 1 kilometer from the toll road. The plane was thought to be still burning 2 hours after it crashed. We end today in history with the event in 1971, Indonesia Civil Service Corps Day. The Republic of Indonesia Civil Service Corps, or KOPRI, is an organization in Indonesia whose members consist of civil servants, employees of state-owned enterprises, regional-owned enterprises, and subsidiaries and village government officials. KOPRI, which was established on November 29, 1971, based on Presidential Decree No. 82, 1971, is a forum to gather all employees of the Republic of Indonesia. The date of the founding of KOPRI is commemorated as KOPRI Day. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah fi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco de getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker.Beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
yang sembunyi menemui kisah yang sedang menanti.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is on PNI Commander emphasizes the importance of building cooperation with neighboring countries. Indonesian Military or TNI Commander General Andika Perkasa affirmed that it is important for Indonesia to build strong cooperation with neighboring countries. As quoted by Antara, General Andika Perkasa in Jakarta on Friday stated that the TNI believes by building strong cooperation between neighboring countries, it will have a positive impact not only for the security sector, but other relations between friendly countries. General Andika made the statement when receiving the head of Australian Defence Intelligence, Lieutenant General Gavan Reynolds, along with a delegation. General Andika Perkasa was accompanied by the head of the Indonesian Strategic Intelligence Agency, Lieutenant General Rudianto, and his staff. On the occasion, they also discussed the success of the Super Garuda Shield, which was held in Indonesia last August 2022. Super Garuda Shield is an annual two-week joint military exercise between Indonesia and United States, which also involve 14 partner nations, including Australia. Meanwhile, during the meeting, Lieutenant General Gavan Reynolds expressed his appreciation to the TNI commander for his commitment to fully support all forms of cooperation between the TNI and the Australian military. This commitment is also implemented by the TNI commander in the 2022 Indo-Pacific Endeavour Plan, a shipping activity carried out by Australian Navy warships every 2 years throughout the Southeast Asian region, aimed at increasing cooperation with partners nearby in the area. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia today.
Sebenarnya suatu masa kau di sana memandang senja, lelaku pada semuanya mempertanyakan sebatas rasa. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Oh, terangilah gelapnya untukku, sinarilah hatinya yang beku. Semuanya sekian lama kau ku tunggu, berharapkan datang rasamu yang hilang, merengku rindu padamu. Takkan ku lepas, tak pernah berbalas. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Selalu kau berikan sudah. Oh,
yang selalu kau berikan, kau berikan sudah. Kau berikan sudah.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to introduce the ritual of Nyadran Gunung Silurah. The people from Silurah Village, Wonotunggal District, Batang Regency, Central Java, on November 24, held the ritual of Nyadran Gunung. This ritual embeds the word gunung, which means mountain, because Silurah Village is located between Mount Rangga Kusuma and Mount Kobar. This year's Nyadran Gunung has the theme, "It is being one with nature." The ritual begins with the parade of crops, releasing birds, planting trees, diffusing fish seeds, going around the village, slaughtering the candid goats, slametan and ronggeng performances, and wayang kulit leather puppet performances. The parade of crops has started since November 14, 2022, which was attended by the people of Silurah Village. Then some of the crops will be served on November 25, 2022. On Friday Kliwon, November 25, 2022, held the Nyadran Gunung Rangga Kusuma and slaughtered the candid goats. Then the meat will be cooked and served to eat together, accompanied by ronggeng performances. The candid goat is a goat with a black base color complemented by a white stripe circle like a continuous ring. Choosing the candid goat is indeed a hereditary tradition which is believed to be a ritual tool which is considered to have power and wants to help from the occult. The tradition of Nyadran Gunung Silurah is a hereditary tradition and is believed by local residents to keep away from the bad luck. This tradition was never held and then there was an epidemic of a disease in the village. This tradition is aimed not only as a form of gratitude to nature, but also to pray together to keep bad things away. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sama-sama meluangkan
yang harus ku kata pada dirimu.
Bagaimana cara ku meyakinkanmu ingin ku bersama-sama meluangkan saat-saat berada di sisimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Berwisata di Danau Toba. Berwisata di Danau Toba, which means touring Lake Toba. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Panas ya? Panas ya? Which means hot, isn't it? This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a tour guide on Lake Toba. Dev asked why the air on Lake Toba is hot. The tour guide answers that the air is hot because it is currently the dry season. Let's listen to their conversation.
Aduh, panas ya?
Iya, Pak. Udara panas karena sekarang sedang musim kemarau.
After we listen to the conversation, I will give you the vocabulary related to today's material. Panas ya? Panas ya, which means hot, isn't it? I will say the words slowly, twice each, and you can repeat after me. Aduh. Aduh, which means ouch. Panas. Panas, which means hot. Aduh. Panas ya? Aduh. Panas ya, which means ouch, hot, isn't it? Karena, karena, which means because. Sekarang, sekarang, which means now or currently. Musim, musim, which means season. Kemarau, kemarau, which means dry season. Iya, Pak, udara panas karena sekarang sedang musim kemarau. Iya, Pak. Udara panas karena sekarang sedang musim kemarau. Which means, yes, sir, the air is hot because it is now the dry season. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, iya, Pak, udara panas karena sekarang sedang musim kemarau. Iya, Pak, udara panas karena sekarang sedang musim kemarau. Which means, yes, sir, the air is hot because it is now the dry season. In that speech, there is the expression musim kemarau. Musim kemarau, which means dry season. The expression musim kemarau, musim kemarau, which means dry season, is used to indicate the type of the season. For example, musim kemarau, with or dry season. In this speech, the expression is used by the tour guide to explain the cause of hot weather on Lake Toba, which is the dry season. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of expression to convey things related to the weather or seasons. Musim hujan. Musim hujan, which means rainy season. Musim hujan di Indonesia biasanya berlangsung dari Oktober sampai Maret. Musim hujan di Indonesia biasanya berlangsung dari Oktober sampai Maret. Which means the rainy season in Indonesia usually lasts from October to March. Musim dingin, which means winter. Indonesia tidak memiliki musim dingin. Indonesia tidak memiliki musim dingin, which means Indonesia doesn't have winter. Indonesia is located in an area with a tropical climate which has two seasons, namely the dry season and the rainy season. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Aduh, panas ya.
Iya, Pak. Udara panas karena sekarang sedang musim kemarau.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Berwisata di Danau Toba. Berwisata di Danau Toba, which means touring Lake Toba, and a conversation entitled Panas ya? Panas ya, which means hot, isn't it? Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to be more familiar with Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
kita bahagia. Cinta, cintakan ku lukiskan, menghiasi, tetapkan jejakku. Nanti
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to play a song entitled Undangan Merah Jingga by Ovi Firsty. This broken-hearted song tells about someone who received a wedding invitation from her beloved ones. Receiving a red-orange wedding invitation, all he can do is praying for her beloved one happily ever after. This song has been sung by lots of singers with various arrangements, but for the first time, this song is popularized by Boy Shandy. Alright listener, this is the song Undangan Merah Jingga by Ovi Firsty. Happy listening!
Ha
Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voynews, email voy@voynews.id.